In Vietnam, two members of a family of street vendors, street sellers, are finding a way to help the poorest students in Hanoi. Pham Minh Dap and his brother are providing the students with mostly free English and Japanese lessons at a learning center they created. The men want to help people who would not normally have a chance to learn a foreign language. Some education experts in Vietnam say such knowledge may help college graduates get jobs. The country's economy has improved, but many graduates continue to have a hard time finding employment. Local media report 10% of university graduates do not have a job. Earlier this year, 24-year-old Pham Minh Dap and his brother established a school they call Stand By You. Volunteers teach poor students English and Japanese. Many classes are free. Students with some language knowledge pay 25 to 50 cents per class. Mr. Dap pays about $500 to rent the language center space and for other costs. He gives about $150 from his earnings as a street vendor and private language teaching. His brother gives the same amount from money he earns as a secretary. Friends provide the rest. Mr. Dap says students come to the city from the countryside and must pay for food or rent. He says the students' parents are farmers, and he says farmers are very poor in Vietnam. But Pham Minh Dap is also poor. He sells balloons and children's toys outside Hoa Binh Park in the center of Vietnam's capital. He works there for a few hours on most afternoons. He earns about $5 each day. Mr. Dap and many of his family members have sold things in the area for 5 years. They come from a village of rice farmers in Than Hoa province. 24-year-old Pham Tri Chong is one of 600 students at the language school. She is finishing her university studies. Her parents work in a market in a village in Hanam province. She says life is hard in the city.
Em biết thông tin về câu lạc bộ là từ những người bạn của em đã từng học miễn phí ở đây. Các bạn thấy phong cách học.
She says she earns about $50 a month from a part-time job, and her parents give her $75. But this is not enough to live on. She has said she has to be very careful with money so she can pay her bills. Demand for the school is growing. About 1,000 people are on a waiting list to enter. 10 people have offered to teach for free, and Mr. Dap says he is hoping to raise money to pay for a bigger place. He wants to open more classes. Words in the news. Poverty, a noun. Lack of money. Poor living conditions. Vendors, a noun. People who sell things, often on the street. Rent, a noun. The payment to the owner for use of property or equipment. Countryside, a noun. Rural, not part of a city or community. Inequality, a noun. Lack of equal treatment. Now it's your turn to use these words in the news. In the comments section, write a sentence using any of these words, and we will give you feedback on your use of vocabulary and grammar.